when we have Tony Blair's former chief of staff, Jonathan Powell, who is a critical player in the peace process, and indeed Peter Mandelson, Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, as well, both of them say that this will put the peace process back by 20 years. Now, that might be a bit of invective, but if they're both saying it will put the cause of the peace process back, we have to listen to that, do we not?
I don't believe that they're correct. I think it is important to bear in mind that their knowledge of Northern Ireland is not necessarily the most up-to-date, and also they are from a very different political party. It's always been the case that...
So they're playing politics with this issue?
You'll have to ask them what their motivations are in speaking up.
But that's clearly what you think, though, that they are playing politics.
Well, take, for example, the Labour Party and the SDLP sit together and vote together in Parliament, and no one has said that means that somehow, a potential Labour government is incapable of dealing with cross-party negotiations. It's always been the case that there are, shifting arrangements in Parliament between sort of the parties that represent Great Britain and the parties that represent Northern Ireland. That hasn't, in the past, prevented successive UK governments from playing an important role in helping Northern Ireland to establish and maintain its devolved institutions.
Are you comfortable with the fact that essentially a party that opposes abortion and gay rights are about to be kingmakers?
You'll appreciate, and many of your listeners will appreciate, that many of those issues are free vote issues in the House of Commons. Whilst, of course, it is true that the DUP have different views to my views on these questions, and their approach is different to the views of many people across the country, I don't think that difference is going to undermine the ability of potentially the Conservatives and the DUP to work together to bring a degree of stability. The alternative is a potentially unstable government for the country. I think
if the price, and I appreciate I'm dealing with a hypothetical here, but if the price was one of the things that the DUP demanded was a free vote on reducing the time limit for abortions from 24 to 20 weeks. Is that something that you think Theresa May would even consider doing?
I think it's unlikely that that's the sort of issue which will be...
It's being talked about this morning. Owen Paterson's raised it, your predecessor.
I think it's very unlikely to be the sorts of issues which will be at the heart of whatever discussions are going on over this weekend.
But do you think she should rule out entirely that sort of thing, saying, look, I can't do that. If you want sort of 50 million quid for some sort of, scheme in Northern Ireland, we'll talk about that, but we're not going to talk about things to do with gay rights or abortion.
With this kind of conversation, I think it's probably good not to give a running commentary on what...
Well, you appreciate why I have to tempt you down the line, but...
I think that, as I say, the issues that are much more likely to come up are, the funding that's given to Northern Ireland for its schools and its hospitals.
So it's pork barrel politics that's basically going to determine this, isn't it?
I think that's a very pejorative way to describe it. I think as elected representatives of constituencies in Northern Ireland, it's entirely legitimate for MPs from Northern Ireland parties to seek the best deal they can for their constituents in terms of overall funding, but also in terms of having a say in the Brexit discussions as well. I think those are much more likely to be on the table, in contrast to the kind of free vote issues which have perhaps occupied the headlines today.